Yeah, I'll tell you what I do for therapy. Now, a lot of people say, well, Greasy, it's a wonder you don't go nuts, nuts, nuts dealing with all the complications. Well, I have something better than Valium, better than a psychoanalyst, better than any kind of sedative available on the market today. And here it is. 57 feet of sleek fiberglass. I tell you what, I think I'm about to lose it. I just get on board the good ship, turn those twin keys, fire up them 671 TIs, and listen to the sound of blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I tell you what. There's nothing like firewall in the throttle. Clearing that breakwater. Hearing the occasional baby seal suck through the intake. Yeah! That is the best. And then if I get tired of having the wind in my face, I'll just go below decks. Listen to Viceroy play the piano a little bit. Look at Miss Busby scurrying around Alberta, adding more Swedish meatballs to the buffet line. Mixing with my guests. Hello. Hello. So good to see you. So very good of you to come. Yes. Yes, we're headed up to Oxnard. Oh, it's lovely this time of year, really. Have you been to the Channel? You haven't been to the Channel Islands? Oh, oh, oh. Come on, Nick. Come on, come on. Quite lovely. The only really bad trip, if you will, that I ever had on board, Captain Martinez was off. He was letting his brother-in-law, Domingo, drive the boat. And all of a sudden, I hear... What the hell is that? And then I heard this horrible... One of the deck plates came up. Next thing I know, there's water. Oh, my God. All the bilge pump lights were on. I'm thinking, my God, we're going in. We're going in. Abandoned ship. Abandoned ship. Well, I threw one of those auto-inflatable rafts over the side, and I went in after... I mean, the thing went down so fast, I couldn't believe it. One minute, I'm looking at the boat. The next minute, I'm seeing propellers up in the air. Bubbles. I saw some people swimming, but I'd invited 50 people. I only saw 3 people swimming. God. I wasn't going to hold my breath for thank you notes on that trip. My raft had inflated, didn't I? I helped them aboard. There was an elderly woman, her daughter, a middle-aged woman, and her daughter, 18. And me. I said, we should be rescued any time. Now I got my emergency locator beacon. Where the hell is it? Oh, my God. It fell out of the pocket! It went down with the ship! The woman said, you mean you have no emergency locator beacon? I said, well, it's just got to be a matter of time. It's a little some passing ship or aircraft. Jesus! Well, at that point, the skies darkened, and we got in some sort of channel, and we were swept out to sea. There were 16-foot waves. Up and down we went. We heaved our guts. My blue blazer was ruined. My captain's hat swept over shore. Day and night, we baked in the sun. We froze at night. Till after 5 days went by. I said, It looks like we're not going to make it. There is a little sustenance that I have on board here. Like a fool, we don't have any emergency rations in this raft. But if you'll forgive me, ladies, these are desperate times. Take a look at Ish. Now, in the Ish Don't Watch, there are 10 cc's of life-giving... But one of you can survive. Who shall it be? An the middle-aged woman said, Mom, you go ahead. I'm thinking, oh, Jesus. Grandma. Then she popped out them false teeth, and I thought, And Grandma said, no, on second thought, I've lived my life. I think little Janie here should have the best chance at survival. Little Janie, 18 year old. I said, so we're all in agreement? She should go first to have the higher octane deposit? Little Janie it is. I said, all right, sweetheart, go ahead. Save yourself. Save yourself. My head lolled on the rubber of the light ramp. That's it, Janie. Greedily. Greedily. She leaned back, disconcerted, but yet oddly contented. That's when the middle-aged woman said, sir, do you think you could possibly muster up the mustard for one more go-round for my mother here? In her weakened state, I don't think she'll survive without some sort of... I said, all right, give me a second here. Tell you what, Janie, you get over here and you smile pretty at me and I'll just make believe. There you go. All right, let me see if I can do a little... All right there, Grandma. Save yourself. And she began to work that thing.
Oh, man. Oh. I said, oh, no. Work that thing, Metamucil Breath. Oh, God.
Granny leaned back. A half hour went by. I could see the mother looking at me. I said, I know what you're thinking. All right, well, it won't be much. I mean, I'm not under the best conditions here to recharge. She said, whatever you got, anything to give me a chance to see my daughter grow and go to college. I thought, all right. I said, don't let me down, little Elvis. You can get 10 hot one more time for Daddy. Come on, fella. Come on. There you go. That's a fella. All right, Mumsy, get over here. Crawling on her hands and knees through the 2 inches of water in the bottom of the life raft. Me on the verge of collapse from the exhaustion, but yet oddly delighted that this should be my departure from this earth. She began! And I achieved 10-hut status again! Minimal pleasure in the third snarlet. 10 of you guys that have ever had 3 quick Shangri-Las. The third one's pretty painful. It's like, victory! The other 2 ladies cheered. Yes! Yes! Mama's gonna make it! Just then, I about passed out when I heard overhead. I looked up and there was a Coast Guard helicopter. There was a guy in a orange headgear leaning out with a hook. He said, ahoy, ahoy down there. Do you need assistance? I said, no, take a hike. Just throw down half a bottle of Jack Daniels and a pack of cigarettes, will you?